The Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN and CLTV. Hi, CLTV. I'm Justin Kaufman in for Steve today, but Dave and G and Steve and Kosanich and Mary Vanderbilt are here. And we're
Super
still
Joe and Vivian.
Super Joe and Vivian, of course. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm taking texts all morning. 480 says it was 47 years ago, but we just said, we ought to get married. I think we were brushing our teeth at the time. That's what the...
Oh, that's sweet. And Mary Vanderbilt, she was describing her upgraded
yes.
ring. Are you happy with it, Mary?
Yes.
What was that pause about?
Because at first I wasn't, I have to confess, because it's very big. I'm not a gaudy
my
diamond person. No, it's not very big. It just has more diamonds on the side than it kind of wraps around
you
my other finger.
You deserve all the diamonds in the world.
But yeah, you know, after almost 35 years, I deserve it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 847 says, my wife does not like whatever I pick out for her.
Now, listen, I think jewelry is always a good gift, but you should know what she wants. You know,
it's an interesting text. 847 says that talked to the salesperson and said, can you make sure this can be exchanged? When my wife actually returned it, it was the same salesperson, and she said, yeah, your husband said you'd be back. She was not happy.
Oh, we just can't be pleased, can we?
No. Well, we're continuing to send us text 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. We'll continue to try to read as much as we can. Let's transition from engagements and rings to motherhood and motherhood online. I mean, there is nothing better that's used for the internet than motherhood. I feel like the internet is a perfect place to bring communities together. And in this case, the Joy of Mom brings together 2.3 million moms and counting. You see more than that?
It's actually 2.5.
2.5, see?
Vicky counting.
The creator and founder, Vicky Reese, is here. And you said 2.5 million. How did you grow? How did you grow a community that large?
That's why I look as exhausted as I do.
No, you don't. You look as young as ever.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for being here.
And it's wild because we go way back, and then I'll jump right into this. I used to work here my previous life.
Yes.
I just Instagrammed that, tagging you guys. And Dave, I know from...
Forever.
Just a few years ago when we were 20
years old. We were both kids.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, wow.
It's great.
It's great to see you.
It's so nice being here. And I love the new digs.
Yeah,
I used to be across the river. And I'm Bradley Place, not to overdate myself.
I mean, in case someone's listening and they don't know about Joy of Mom... Can you just give us a brief history of how did you do this? Like, how were you at WGN Radio, and then all of a sudden now you have 2.5 million followers?
And I'm going to make this super quick because it's wild, and it all started at WGN Radio. I left there to write children's books on validating feelings, on feelings I didn't know were okay as a kid to have. You know, we're always teaching what we're learning and doing. And so Fannie Mae Candies was my client. They asked me to handle their advertising, so I had an ad agency for about 9 years doing Fannie Mae, Fannie Farmer, WGN. I was obsessed. I was Super Bowl Shuffle days, Bob Collins, Wally Phillips, Roy Leonard, Eddie Schwartz. I'll stop there. And then I had two miscarriages. I couldn't get pregnant. Thank God,
goodness.
I had my first of my three kids.
Wow!
My first miscarriage. I went to see a psychic, and she's like, on these 3 days, which was my 30th birthday, you're going to miscarry. Mm. Not typically what you hear when you go see a psychic. You know, on lunch break at WGN, by the
way.
And then my due date for my next one was my 31st birthday. I thought, this is too good to be true. You know, so, and it was. But anyway, thank God I had my three kids. Height of all the negativity, Power Rangers, karate chopping. I'm like, now we're hypersensitive to it. Back then, it's like, you know, let's pull up the kids. And you know, I just knew something was inherently wrong. So I went on this mission, made software, music, and video, had three babies, had no money, just a lot of passion, enough naivete to not know I couldn't do it. And they became bestsellers everywhere they went. Not a dime, not a penny for marketing. So it was viral before there was viral. And then moms wanted to join my platform, didn't have one, wanted to join my club, didn't have one, wanted to know what books I recommended. And I literally put everything on the line for moms to cry for like my next 15 lives. And I just needed to build a platform. As a mom, I thought there needed to be something that was genuine, authentic, all about goodness, not about, I know we're in a sponsor-driven world, but it was about, people who are aligned, who truly want to elevate moms. It was not about building me up. I'm not about having followers. It's about helping moms be right. leaders. And it's been built 100% organically. My husband just checked our reach. I just because uh-huh. our likes are, I mean, it's wonderful.
Right.
But we reached, just in the past 2 weeks, over 72 million organically.
How does that make you feel? Can you believe it? I mean, thinking your story is incredible. And talk about the joy of mom. And you fought so hard to become a mother. And you're an incredible mom.
Thank you. My son's right next to me. Thank you. He's still talking to me. It runs so deep, I can't even tell you, because I fought so hard to be a mom. And then in this, there's a lot of not scrupulous people in business. Mm-hmm. And I lead with my heart and my head.
And I think with social media in particular, and on the web, there's a facade that a lot of influencers and folks present. But I think with you, there's always this authenticity, and you're just very raw and you're very real about your experience, and then making sure to share stories of other moms.
Yes. I do my live streams Tuesday morning on our Facebook with Bedhead.
What time is that?
It's 9 Central Time. And I'm in my jammies. I'm in my studio, a.k.a. my daughter's bedroom, who lives in New York now. And it just gives moms permission. It's like so raw, so real. And mm-hmm. there's been friends that have popped on or like, I can't believe, I could count on two hands how many times I wear makeup during the year. That was one of them. But it's just, we need to have a place that transcends, and the kindness and the compassion and the support of moms, not only for me and me for them, but them from one another, it takes my breath away. Whether someone's had a miscarriage, someone's navigating through really challenging times health-wise, physical health, mental health, celebrating something, they have gathered, they mobilize, and we're finally launching our membership only 9 years later.
It's amazing. And I think about that when I kind of set up that there's nothing better for moms than the internet, because there's been such an amazing explosion of communities and connection. Mm-hmm. We see this on social media platforms, but also like in the Joy of Mom, and their own sort of communities surrounding. There's so much stigma that goes into motherly advice. And the idea that one mom decides to raise their kid this way or another way, and it always inherently causes conflict. How do you deal with that with moms who necessarily might bring their own judgment or their own sort of advice to the table when other moms don't necessarily want to hear that?
That's one of my favorite questions, and one I'm not asked too often. You are the people you hang with, and there is no mom shaming. There's no judgment. It's just, it feels magical. But I think when something is built with such love and intention and integrity, everybody wants to contribute to that. So our number one demo, if you will, my radio days, is 25, 34, 35, 44.
Okay.
But we have all ages. But that's like the most, from Facebook Insights. So what's happening, our moms are sharing what they went through. Moms like me saying, oh my God, drink up this time, soak it up, because you're going to wish mm-hmm. you could go back. We just don't have the conflict. I think that's why we're a magnet.
And that seems to be what I would say sort of categorizes a lot of mom communities online. It's just that there always will be the stereotype of this conflict. So it's great to hear that's not there.
And it's, sorry, Vepta.
It's really about support, I think. It's really about saying you're not alone. We're in this together. You're going through this. I feel this way too, and there's no shame about feeling this way. Tell us a little bit about what kind of support moms can find.
And that was one of the main reasons that I started Joy of Mom, was I didn't want moms to feel isolated and alone, and they are. We just saw something this morning, 92% of them feel like that. So it was much
as we're connected. Especially because they're like working full time, and then they usually take maternity leave to be at home for a certain amount of time as well, and then it's a total lifestyle change.
It's a complete lifestyle change. And whether they're, working moms, stay-at-home moms, empty nesters, all those different phases, there's something, as soon as somebody jumps on and they're saying what's going on, and I can't describe how raw they are, where I'm like, are you, you know, I'm sure your husband's not listening. I mean, people will tell us about they want to get divorced.
Right.
They say the most personal things and share, but everybody's so respectful of it. So with support-wise, we also have a private group that anybody can join. You just have to let us know you're not a bot.
Right.
It's not about the numbers. You know, we do have a few super, super dads. They've waited patiently a couple years to be able to be literally accepted in the group. And moms, they help research. It's the best resources. What we're going to be doing is there's about 15 women we have right now. I always look for people that have really genuine, solid advice, wonderful intention, and are under the radar. I think that's where the heroes are, if you will. It's not the ones that have the staff of 50 and look like, hey, I'm just you know, drinking my latte here with like 15 cameras behind them. We're going to get into deeper conversations. We have courageous conversations. There's this wonderful woman. If you guys ever want, we could come on. Kelly Cervantes.
Awesome.
Do you know who her husband is?
Absolutely. Miguel Cervantes. Miguel. Hamilton, the lead of Hamilton. And they have been very open about raising money for... their daughter.
And their daughter, Adeline.
Absolutely.
Adelaide. And it's just, I mean, I met her through Sarah at Northwestern Hospital, Ann Burke's daughter. Like,
absolutely.
It's just such a small world of moms saying, let's help and support each other. So it's online, it's offline, but we're like a catalyst, and we love featuring other communities.
Well, what is this membership that you told Justin and I about? How is this catapulting the
There's
program?
A lot of things I'm scared to do on Facebook because I never want to be in a gray area. Of someone will call. I get a lot of times we have movie tickets. Well, my kids are in their 20s. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, they ask me to write things. Let our moms, we've got moms who are incredible writers. So, they've all kind of taken on roles in our private group and have mobilized, whether it's someone's birthday, somebody needs support, they want to send cards to it, all this type of stuff. So, we're going to be doing kind of, I don't mean to say Paul Harvey the rest of the story, but the rest of the things that we can do on a membership. So when there's product reviews, there's samples, anytime someone gives me something, I'm giving them to our moms. I'm like, who needs this? It's like really the opposite of what's in it for me. Mm-hmm. It's what's in it for we.
It's an amazing thought, too, and I don't want to get too deep here as we get close to wrapping up, but when you think about motherhood, it really is always sort of encapsulated with connection, this idea of the connecting with your kids. But it also, and we find out more and more, and I think because society is becoming more and more open to talking about feelings and emotion, it's also very isolating. And I don't know, that dichotomy has been one that has always been kind of, you know, like it's been shoved
pushed
into a corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I see more and more with these communities and Joy of Mom and others where there seems to be at least exploration of why that is.
You cannot imagine how pervasive it is.
Yeah.
We just had read something by this writer in Huffington Post, like, we know dog poop, we know financial stress, we know this, standing all next to all these women at soccer games and, you know, on the field, off the field, and completely feel isolated. There's something about when you come on, you just have to find your tribe. You find your vibe and your tribe, and you know when it's authentic and it's real.
And I know it's Joy of Mom. I don't have children, but there are a lot of young children in my life that I care about very much. And like you said, the recommendations and the product reviews and other things, that to me, it's helpful for me as well. So
everybody is mothering. I think I gave birth to my two dogs, like literally. and we have mothers, and it's really there's a lot of women who aren't moms, but it's that whole, you know, female.
Oh, you're doing great
energy.
Stuff, Vicky.
And
where were my inspiration?
Yeah. Where were you 30 years ago? I needed you, Vicky.
Right, there you go.
Vicky, it's the only mom on the show. I'm like, oh.
Where can we find out more information about Joy of Mom?
Thanks. We go to Facebook, Joy of Mom on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. I don't do much on Twitter. I'll tweet me today and tag you guys. And on our website, which looks fabulous, my son did the whole thing. Thanks. Shout out, Reed. But it's a kind of a placeholder, but you could definitely sign up. And we're in about a month and a half, the new one's going to be up there with all the engagement stuff.
Bravo. There you go.
And by the way, I just have to say one thing, and ways for moms to earn anything.
Yay.
Come and we're sharing.
That's so important.
Right. Talk about empowering.
Joy of Mom is the community. Vicky Reese is our guest. Vicky, thanks for coming in.
We love you
both.
Thank
so
you.
Much. I love you guys, and it's so nice being here. Thanks.
Great to see you.